No. I was going to say something and then it disappeared. I hate it when it happens. I got to keep a little notepad next to me of these are the things you want to talk about today.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, all of that stuff is fun, but it's time to talk about current events that are very exciting and fun. And the funny thing is this week is actually kind of a really hilarious week in the sense that the stuff that's going on is really kind of mild and just stupid. It's not actually like world-breaking, horrible stuff. Trump hasn't started any new wars. No civil rights have currently been removed from certain groups this week. So way to keep the status quoing, everybody. Great job, everyone. But – go ahead.
Now, earlier today, I did have my my mom come up to me and say, so what's this I heard that Trump wants to demolish the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
And so I explained, from what I understand, what happened was the DOJ was in some trial or something, and they were trying to say that they can do whatever they want. And the example they gave was, we could bulldoze the Statue of Liberty tomorrow if we want to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was the point, yeah. But what was I going to say? Yeah. So,
but I just starting. I like how it telephoned into Trump wants to destroy the Statue of Liberty. It's just right. It's lovely how that happens.
Yeah. So, Trump, our boy, our hero, the champion of our story, he had a interview with Meet the Press this morning, or it aired this morning, anyways, and. It ended with him getting very upset at the reporter pushing back on his claims about the 2020 election being stolen. And then he took his microphone off like a little baby, said that he was done. And he then got out of the chair in the most painful old man getting out of a chair scene you've ever seen. There's a reason why this dude starts all these press conferences seated behind the Oval Office desk. Because he's in poor shape. He doesn't want to be standing for a half hour or 45 minutes. And they want to get him in position before the press show up. So they don't have to show him moving around because he doesn't move very good anymore. And that was the other thing that was really funny is like when he got out of this interview, he was like really hunched over and like slowly ambling away from the reporter who was very confused that he just quit the interview mid-interview because baby was sad that he didn't get softballs thrown to him and he's the president. And if you don't give him the interview he wants, he's going to puff his little cheeks out and walk away. And how you like that big meanie journalist lady, he showed you.
And he especially didn't like it that it was a woman who dared to speak to him in that manner.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
go on.
No. So all of that happened. And I mean, it's just, it's really wild. The double standard that we have in the media about how literally every day, everything that Joe Biden did was under a microscope to prove that he was this decrepit old husk of a human being who could barely keep it together and was falling apart. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is bloating. He's got makeup caked over both of his hands. His face is like just swollen as hell. His eyes are like frog-like. Everything about him just screams, banged up dude who's on his last legs. And our media could not care less. Could not care less. President Trump, strong like bull. And they're just going to keep running with that story no matter what.
Yeah, I watched the fiery portion of the interview. I didn't watch the whole thing because I barely was able to listen to him for 5 minutes straight. But but yeah, I mean, he looked horrible. Like, I mean, they must have doped him up like a racehorse before the interview because he was like, he's leaning forward in his seat. It looks like his eyes were kind of out of focus. You could see they had a professional put on his spray tan because it was very even this time, but you could see he's sweating bullets under it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he had the lacquer on premium this week on over this thing. He was aggressively bright orange, and even under the bright orange, you could just like again, you could just see that his eyes were like super puffy, and it's just like, man, is he like retaining water? Like, what is going on with this guy?
Yeah, and he was just like in full on rambling grandpa mode. It was like they gave him the good stuff before this interview because he was pepped. But and then like literally like when he starts getting up, he puts his hand, he makes it look like he's patting her on the shoulder, but you could see that he's like using her to lift himself up into a standing position.
Yeah, she's helping him balance. Everything about this is really aggravating and bad because it's just this hypocrisy that America was on the brink of annihilation because we had decrepit old man Joe Biden as our president and he wasn't up to the task. Like, what if there was a report of a nuclear strike coming in? What were we going to do with this old idiot having 15 minutes to decide that if he wanted to end the world or not? How could he make that call effectively? And meanwhile, we have they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs, old man as president now. And no one's worried about him fucking up a nuclear exchange or any such thing. Deals, man, is going to make the peace, and it's going to be the greatest peace that ever pieced a piece. It's so peaceful.
Yes, he's
the greatest peace that ever pieced.
He's the greatest businessman who ever existed. P.T. Barnum would love to have learned at his knee.
Oh, God. P.T. Barnum is just a piker compared to Donald Trump. Again, the art of the deal, the deals, man, all of that stuff. Just so ridiculous. Just, oh, man. Oh, man, what a bill of goods we got sold as the American people. What a great decision we made both in 2016 and 2024. Great job, everyone. Great job. We nailed it.
And I got to wonder if before the interview, his handlers coached him and said, look, no matter what she says, don't call her piggy. Don't call her low IQ. Don't, you know, any of those racist grandpa things you love to say. Try to keep that, under the belt, pal.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta try. Just try to be fucking, can you try to be an adult for like 5 minutes? And it's like, really? Nope, I can't do that. He's just incapable of such things. And again, it's really wonderful that we're concerned about the emotional regulation of the president. This guy is not some idiot who's just on our TV every now and then. He controls a lot of things in this world. And we gave him this power. It was not a great call. And he was also Q-posting, his administration was Q-posting. We got another Patriots in Control from the White House this week, which, again, it sucks. It sucks how no one reports on this. It's ridiculous that nobody's reporting on this. I love the fact that Donald Trump can promote QAnon, and it's just something the media will not talk about. Not at all. Not one bit. I mean, if there was a group of people that was even like 10% as sketchy as QAnon and a Democrat was signal boosting them constantly, it would be the most horrible scandal in the history of the Republic. It'd be like, oh my God, why is this Democrat doing this? Why are they engaging with these terrible people? But Donald Trump and Dan Scavino can just pinch QAnon's cheeks and tussle their hair and tell them they're big, strong boys.
And the media would be like, look at Hassan Piker. Isn't he crazy?
Yeah. Oh, that. Are the Democrats going to get in bed with this madman? And it's like Hassan Piker is such small potatoes compared to QAnon. It's apples to oranges in the highest order. And why won't you talk about QAnon? Because fuck you, we won't. We never will. You can't make us. We refuse. We refuse to engage with the fact that the president of the United States promotes a cult, a literal murderous internet cult. And he loves talking to them and making them feel better about themselves. They're his emotional support cult. It's wrong. Why are you being ableist, Mike? Why are you her? What I mean, all presidents need an internet support cult. What's wrong with
that's
you?
Right. Like, that's right. Theodore Roosevelt would have gotten nowhere without Smoke Fleet.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. man, it's just so ridiculous.
Speaking of Smoke Fleet, have you seen those guys have appropriated Hunter Biden into their clan?
Oh, everyone loves Hunter Biden now. Hunter Biden's just, Hunter Biden's just like firing on all cylinders, tweeting,
Was he on Candace Owens?
Yes.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Shit. Wow. That's wild. I'm sorry.
Hunter Biden was on Candace Owens? I must have missed that.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, Hunter's just looking for whatever he can do to get some attention. So I would be a bad move. Don't think Hunter Biden should have done that. That was unfortunate. But I mean, I think that like Candace is she's trying to rebrand. This was more of a pivot for her than it was for him. She's trying to be anti-Trump now.
Yeah, what did they talk about exactly?
I have no idea because, I mean, I just... you couldn't pay me to watch a Candace Owens show. That's impossible. So like having Hunter.
It kills me about her because she's a genuinely like intelligent woman and she had like a lot of like traumatic shit happen to her when she was younger. And it's like when you have trauma happen to you and you're a smart person, instead of becoming an asshole, that trauma should instill some kind of empathy in you. And she let herself be used by like Turning Point as like the token black. And like, you know that they're just using you, right? And like the Daily Wire, which is going under, I guess they're going to be gone like any day now or something. But like, she's actually a genuinely smart person. And I have this small like fragment of hope that there's a human being in there somewhere.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people who strike me as intelligent and yet are like full-throated Trump supporters. That's just I don't get it. I mean, I don't know their psychology. I don't know their personal story. I don't know how they came to this place. Is it just love of money? Do they actually believe that this man is the right man to put this country on track? I mean, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a tough decision to try to figure out is like, do you honestly think Trump is good for the country or are you just trying to make a buck off of him? Because to me, it has to be the latter because there's no way you can think it's the former if you're not insane. But then they're like, no, I really do think Trump's doing good for us. And it's like, oh, wow, you really are crazy.
Some of the Epstein survivors were like, we voted for Trump. Like, the fuck? And I'm still supposed to feel sorry for you? You voted for him? And I'm still supposed to feel bad for you? Because they thought in their addled brains that he was going to release the Epstein files, which he was a part of. I don't get it.
Yep, it's frustrating. It's incredibly frustrating to find people who were the subjects of abuse and then they back their abuser. And you're just like, what are you doing? What are you saying? I mean.
One thing that gets me, because for those who aren't on Twitter might not be aware, Hunter Biden like recently decided to break his silence and start basically shit posting on Twitter. Because from what I can tell, it started off with him announcing that he was 7 years sober, which congratulations to him for that. I quit smoking years ago, but it was, and I'm sure that was, nothing compared to quitting crack. So 7 years is good on him. But, then all these people started coming at him because they're like, oh boy, it's Hunter Biden, our favorite punching bag. And then he starts punching back and they're like, wait, you can't do that.
Yeah, Hunter's like throwing elbows now and people. Yeah, and the thing is,
he literally said to Joey Manarino, do you want to take this outside? I mean, those weren't his literal words, but that's what it boiled down to.
Right, exactly.
He's like, try saying that to my face, you know, asshole, kind of thing.
Didn't he charms some of them too, and like some of them are like on his side now or something.
Well, I did see some of the people who were trying to throw shade at him. He hit back, and they're like, "Okay, that was actually clever." But I don't know that he's actually won any converts or not.
Oh, I've seen a lot of QAnon like posting all the bullshit about the Ashley Biden diary and all this kind of stuff, and they're doing that now, everyone, just because Hunter is Lee Epic poster doesn't mean he's not a pedophile, sex abuser, monster, scumbag, murderer. Yeah. And well, Hunter has been throwing.
I think that was what Joey Manorino said, something about the diary, and that was what set Hunter off.
Yeah. I saw a post today about 10% for the big guy, and how Hunter was like, I never said that. That was other people who were trying to get me involved, and then they were trying to use me to use my dad. And when this email got sent, my dad was neither vice president nor president, so he would have had no pull to do anything anyways. Yeah. So,
And he's admitted that he has used his father to try to gain leverage. Like, he would claim that, like, he would be having a phone conversation, he would claim that his dad was sitting right next to him when he wasn't even in the same state as him.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. So, and that's the thing, because, I mean, like, the man had demons that I can't even imagine, so it's... And now he's trying to atone for it. He's come out as a spokesman for, you know, addiction counseling and stuff. So I hope he helps, you know, save some people from the things that he had to deal with.
Right. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yeah. I'm here for anyone doing good things. That's really just what it comes down to.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the president's son is saying, "Buy gold on my website."
Oh yeah, just absolute and shameless grifting.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's because, and I saw a lot of people saying, "Yes, we should buy gold because that might be the only thing of value pretty soon."
Which son, yeah. Draco Malfoy, a.k.a. Baron, or no, one of the other ones?
No. Don Jr.
Yeah, Don Jr.
Oh, okay.
Cokehead. Somebody made a really funny comparison about Baron recently. I can't think of what it was, but I tend to think of him as Lurch from the Addams Family.
That does track.
Dude, I have gone down a lot of serial killer rabbit holes, and let me tell you something. That dude's got serial killer eyes.
Oh, he's got reptile eyes for sure. That is, yeah, those are dead eyes in that guy's face. It is like anytime I see a picture of him, I'm my lizard brain is like, "Oh my god, run."
Yeah. Yeah, so, all of that really fun stuff with Donnie, but Republicans have a far bigger fish. They have far bigger fish to fry than the president of the United States and all that good stuff. We have serious, important elections to talk about, mainly the mayor race in Los Angeles, which is proof of crippling deep state corruption, the likes of which this world has seldom before seen.
And it's not even the election. It's the primary.
It's the primary, which makes this even dumber and more moronic. And when you try to explain this to people, they just refuse to understand. They refuse to get it.
Yeah, I know. Our republic is teetering on a knife's edge, and this primary could upset the balance, is the way these guys are acting.